This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The March quarterly stocks and planning intentions reports. The trade did a fairly good job of estimating March corn stocks with USDA at 7.701 billion bushel, coming 77 million under the average trade estimate. The whole point was that they did not find anything extra in the cupboard. The problem is that they have not been honest with the balance sheet to begin with. The corn carryover is not 1.5 billion bushels, as they would have us believe. China has bought too much, feed consumption was set a record, and the ethanol crush is likely understated too. It is closer to 1 billion than 1.5. USDA significantly reduced the size of the 2020 corn crop from last November into the annual report. They were behind the curve in reducing the yield last fall as the growing season came to an abrupt end from the drought. The trend or momentum, as I saw it, was that the crop would shrink further in stocks reports. USDA had been badly dragging their tail on forecasting Chinese export demand. China bought a lot of corn that U.S. livestock producers thought that they would get. Chinese hogs will eat it instead. If there had been more corn stocks, China would have bought them away from us too. As to planting intentions, when all crops are profitable and all want more acres, where are they going to come from? 91.1 million acres of corn was on the low end of the trade range of estimates. I told you that it would take more corn on corn to get more corn acres, and farmers would be loath to do that after last year's bad experience with corn on corn. When USDA used 92 million acres in their forward-looking balance sheet with demand understated, there were not enough to grow the carryover. There is no weather buffer in 91.1 million acres. If climate scientist Eric Snodgrass is correct about the summer drought developing, there will be panic rationing if we get into a summer weather event. We still have two-thirds of our 2020 corn crop in the bin. The market cannot relax until new crop production is assured and cannot stand another short crop. I'm still long futures bought initially last August and then rolled forward. I did not feed livestock but bought July corn and soy meal ahead of the report anyway to execute my feed buying recommendation. Livestock producers were offered critical feed coverage advice in this report. As a general statement, farmers have sold everything too early. They call the market weakness seen just ahead of this report a bear trap. There's one more point that I have to make on corn acres. USDA says that we are trading good corn acres for marginal ones. They reduced corn acreage in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Nebraska, combined 1.3 million acres. Well, they added back 1.35 million corn acres in North Dakota. That's not an even Steven trade. They added 650,000 corn acres from South Dakota. Dakota acres are still under drought watch. Farmers barely increased corn acres from last year and downgraded the yield potential. USDA says that there are 1.564 billion bushels of soybean stocks left, nearly matching the pre-report trade estimate. With exports already totaling 99% of the USDA forecast for the marketing year, and this being only March, how many soybeans could there be? If there were any left, China would come back and buy them too. This is both a supply and a demand bull market. We've seen several months of a record soybean crush driven by demand for soy oil. We're running out of soybeans, and the rate of crush will be forced to slow. When that happens, the production of soy meal will decline, and the price will go up. We expect new highs then for soy meal. The rationing process for soybeans will begin now, as they'll need what is left in the bins to avoid a negative carryover. 87.6 million acres intended for soybeans was a bullish surprise. The trade was looking for a record number of acres going to corn and soybeans combined, and that was overreach. 87.6 million was under the lowest trade estimate. It sets up an explosive situation where the soybean market tries to buy more acres right now, and that weather becomes super critical as there is no buffer to any production shortfall. Frankly, this sets up a situation not unlike the mistake that Brazil made last year with its corn exports. They oversold exports of their crop so much that they had to import corn to get to their new crop supply to fill domestic demand. We may have to import soybeans from Brazil late summer before our harvest. I said that I was shifting from 90% corn last year to 60% soybeans, and so did other farmers. Farmers in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Nebraska were adding a combined 1.3 million acres on top of 1.35 million in North Dakota and another 750,000 in South Dakota. That means that 2 million of the new soybean acres are also under drought watch right from the start of the season. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.